You're listening to Mom and Doc Talk, where we talk all things healing pans and pandas with an emphasis on homeopathy.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Mom and Doc Talk. We are joined today by some people we're, as always, very excited to talk to, but this is a little bit of a different topic. This goes beyond pans and pandas. This goes into the realm of people who are really trying to take things to the next level to help transform healthcare in America, to bring homeopathy far beyond where it's currently reaching. And one reason that I really love having the people who join us today, and I'll tell you who they are in just a minute, is because they're doing the work that Pans and Pandas parents are also doing, right? I can't tell you how many Pans and Pandas parents are bringing homeopathy to everybody they know, because if homeopathy can help something as complex and insidious and just like life-sucking as Pans and Pandas, it can help almost anything. And that, and people, Pans and Pandas parents are at the forefront of all of the things related to homeopathy. And these people are here next to you. So it's really high time that you guys meet them. So let me start with introducing Kim Aaliyah. So Kim, I'm just going to tell you guys, I could spend the entire podcast, we were joking about it before we got started, just reading his bio. So I'm trying to shorten it. I'm sure I'm going to leave some things out. So Kim, if I forget something important, please don't hesitate to chime in. So Kim was inspired to study homeopathy when he read Gandhi's quote about homeopathy, saying homeopathy cures a greater percentage of cases than any other method of treatment. Homeopathy is the latest and refined method of treating patients economically and nonviolently. I love Kim's story too. If anybody's ever heard him lecture, the story about how he devoured the first thing he ever got about homeopathy from the co-op up in Arcata, California. And I've got fond memories of Arcata, California. So he's been studying homeopathy for quite some time, since 1987, and he graduated from the New England School of Homeopathy. Kim is a sought after lecturer and teacher and serves as CEO of Whole Health Now. He has been instrumental in the creation of Whole Health Now's website, a comprehensive free informational resource for students and professionals. Kim's intent is to bring the homeopathic community together and to contribute to the training of effective practitioners who will bring homeopathic medicine forward into the mainstream. And one of the ways that he is doing that now is through this amazing film, Introducing Homeopathy, that we're here to talk to you about. But before we do that, we need to introduce you to Isabel Wells as well. So Isabel serves as the communications director, community manager, graphic designer, and EPK editor for Introducing Homeopathy. As a website developer, student homeopath, and holistic practitioner, Isabel brings years of marketing and design experience combined with her training in psychology and alternative healthcare. With a passion for homeopathy, spirituality, and healing, Isabel is honored to play a role in restoring homeopathy's rightful voice and sharing the film's message with the world. So welcome, Kim and Isabel. We're so grateful to have you here.
Thank you, Jen. And thank you for all the amazing work that you are doing to promote homeopathy and to get it into the hands of people who really need it. You know, you're doing just fabulous work.
Yeah. So Jody, you can see why we had to have these folks here now, right? Like, you can see the overlap with how all of the work that Pans and Pandas families do to share their stories and share the impact of homeopathy. We have to bring this together. So tell us, guys, what inspired you to create the film Introducing Homeopathy?
That's a great question. So I've been practicing homeopathy now for close to 40 years. And during that period of time, I've experienced amazing miracles in homeopathy, including, like you mentioned, my mom, who was cured with a remedy called nitric acid, and she was this impossible human being. And then she became this like angel, you know, was like praising everybody. So it's like, she, you know, completely changed her personality. And so I've seen those types of amazing shifts in people's lives. And it's given me so much personally that I felt I needed to give something back to the world. And the gift that I could give is letting them know about this amazing system of medicine called homeopathy. And so about a little over 3 years ago, we began to travel around and film people. We traveled all over North America. Mm-hmm. We also sent a film crew to the UK, where we actually filmed farmers who are using homeopathy to increase their agricultural yields and improve the health of their livestock. We filmed in Romania. So we went all over the world and we were able to collect amazing stories. And I think it's a very powerful film that really communicates the ability that homeopathy has to change so many people's lives and address health issues that conventional medicine doesn't have solutions for right now.
Yeah. And you share that this film belongs to the community. Can you share a little bit more about what you mean when you say that?
I mean, and I think Isabel could talk about this a little bit as well, but I could have just made a film that spoke about what I think about homeopathy, but I didn't want to do that. I wanted to create something that represents the entire community and that benefits the entire community. So this was a collaborative process. First of all, we couldn't have financially have done it without the support of the community. When I introduced the film at the National Center for Homeopathy conference in Virginia, I opened up a piece of paper and I said, "The Academy Award for Best New Documentary Film is." And then I said, "Well, I don't know if we're going to win a documentary for best, for Academy Award, but what I do know is that everyone in the audience deserves an Academy Award because everyone came together and supported this project, with people who volunteered, financial support, people who, sent out messages to their networks. I mean, it was really a collaborative effort, and it should benefit everyone in this profession."
And I completely agree with that. And it really has been so humbling to see how the community has come together to support this film. I know that you guys have such a strong community with podcasts and with resilience, and watching how people come together to support each other, especially in a time where that's not something that we see a lot in the mainstream, is really amazing. And I actually started as a volunteer for the film and obviously gradually kind of worked my way into doing what I do now. But even in that process of seeing all of the people who volunteered any of their skills, whether that was something that they could contribute to the actual editing or production or spreading the word about what homeopathy is and gathering all of these individuals together to be able to create the film. Was something that really inspired us from the start of, like Kim said, it was never set out to be, this is what homeopathy is. This is how we see homeopathy. It was really, how can we come together as a community to share this resource that for so long has been in the shadows that could bring so much light and inspiration and hope to people's lives that they don't have now? And I think that message of hope is something that wouldn't have been able to come through as clearly if we hadn't been open to all of the voices in the community and all of the feedback and the support. And watching that come together has truly made the film what it is today.
Yeah. Well, I love that you guys intended it for the community. And I will speak on behalf of the community, especially the Pans Mom community, that we received it with so much gratitude. I was so excited whenever I saw that this movie was coming out because I think we all have this feeling like we get our kids through this journey and we know this thing. And it's so hard as an individual. And I got fortunate and have Dr. Barr riding along with me to kind of give a thumbs up that everything that I'm saying is correct. But it's really, really hard whenever there's not enough information out there about homeopathy. There's not enough people talking about it. So I feel like it's such a brave thing to do to make the movie. And it just really, it gives us a tool to say, okay, here is this information that you can take out to other people. So I think that it's the ripples that turn into tidal waves, and I just see such cool things. And I can't wait for more people to get to see it. So I love that you made this for the community. And we all appreciate it a whole lot.
Thanks, Jody. I mean, it's been very inspiring for us personally. We've gotten so much positive feedback. We have over 40 pages of unsolicited testimonials from people who just praised the film. And there was one woman who showed the film. She had a small practice on an island in the Caribbean, and she showed the film to a group of people. And now she's got like a three week waiting list for her practice. So that's the impact the film can have. And I think, for people to be able to benefit from this amazing system of medicine, what a gift that we can give to the world, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to echo what you said that like that it gives back like anytime you get an opportunity to hear other people's stories of healing and transformation, especially for things that are really, really difficult to navigate through or that they've tried lots of other things and not found success. It can help even the most devout, most staunchly entrenched homeopath come like back even lighter and more engaged than they were before. And I say this as somebody who gets the opportunity to hear lots of people's stories, that it's other people's stories of hope and healing that help remind you like this matters, and your story, like every single person's story that is shared, has an impact for another person getting help and another person getting healing and another person learning about what homeopathy even is. No, it's not herbs. You know, there are herbs used in homeopathy, but it's about how they're used, not what is used, right? All right, but we're getting a little bit off track here. I do want to make sure we get to stay focused on the film, because there's going to be an opportunity to see it again here really soon. So I want to talk a little bit more about the mission driving this project. So I'm curious what you're hoping to accomplish for homeopathy and for healthcare at large with this film.
Yeah, I mean, basically our tagline is we want to make homeopathy a household word. That's really the bottom line globally. We want everyone who can benefit from this amazing system of therapeutics to know about it and to have access to it. So that is our mission. You know, our objective was never to make money. Our objective was never to develop any gain some type of notoriety. It was always to spread the word about the amazing system of medicine that homeopathy is and how everyone deserves to know about it.
And I mean, speaking to the second half of that question of for healthcare in general, one of the things that I'm really love about how the film brings this forward is it's never a question of we want this to be instead of conventional medicine. There's always this respect for there is a time and a place for everything, but we want homeopathy to be able to have its time and its place, because as you guys have seen in the lives of everyone you work with, it's an incredibly powerful modality. It's something that does have the power to change lives and does so daily. And so our mission for healthcare in general is that, you know, we can bring homeopathy to the forefront and really showcase it as this opportunity for people to find healing where maybe other treatments have failed or they haven't had success, knowing that there's something out there that can help. And once again, like we said earlier, bringing in that message of hope and inspiration to a field that so often feels hopeless. And I think that's something that the film really has the power to do, is showcase that our healing can be back in our hands. We have this opportunity to bring healing and hope into these spaces. And I would love to see that in healthcare at large.
Yeah. I have to say that I love that you bring up that we're not trying to say with this film, that you're not trying to say like, it's just homeopathy. Homeopathy is the answer. That's it. That there's respect for other forms of medicine, and that sometimes they've got a place and there's importance in that. And I bring this up because that is the stance that we take on this podcast. This is obviously, we have homeopathy as our main expertise, but we also recognize that there is sometimes a need to blend things, or people who are in a place where they're already using something else, it's not safe for them to necessarily stop the medications or supplements or other forms of therapies that they're using and try to replace it with homeopathy, because it just works so differently in the body. And I think that that's one thing that has helped us find some success, both in helping kids recover, but also in helping people understand where we're coming from, is that we're not saying you're bad, we're good, stop this, do this. We understand the need to work with people where they're at. And I think that that's just so vital. And I agree, homeopathy should be part of the go-to in the early stages for healthcare in general. It should be one of the options along with diet and lifestyle. I always say, homeopathy is not just about the pill you give. It is about how you give it, but it's also about removing obstacles to health too, right? So there's ways that we need to remove obstacles to health and then stimulate the body to heal using homeopathy. And when we're in crisis or in like a bad state, like, yeah, let's give a remedy on the way to the emergency room, and let's be open to whatever we might be recommended in the emergency room as well, right? So I'm really glad that you guys brought that up.
Thank God we have emergency medicine in hospitals, right? And you know, you get hit by a bus, you want to be taken to the hospital. So all those, but one of the things about the patients that are in our film is all of these individuals had tried conventional medicine and had not found solutions. And when they came to homeopathy, they were able to have their health issues resolved.
Yeah. I should give a full caveat here. At least as of the last screening I saw, I'm in the film for just a few minutes, not like a big thing. I'm not like a main star or anything, but I am in it for a few minutes because I was one of those people. And I share a little bit, and you get to see a picture of my handsome husband and my beautiful little daughter in it, because part of my story is that my daughter was made possible because of homeopathy.
So. You're an important part of the film, Jen. I'm just going to tell you.
I guess that means I'm going to stay. I'm not going to get cut in future edits, huh?
No, you're not getting cut.
What do you envision for the future of homeopathy?
Well, that everybody knows about it, and that it's available, readily available for everybody. You know, that it's used in hospitals. You know, you go to India and homeopathy is everywhere, and you go into a taxi and everybody knows about it, and you're treated with respect. We should be treated with respect here in the West as well, and everywhere in the world, because it's an important system of medicine. It's always been part of the medical system. There's always been an empirical school of medical thought that has embraced the law of similars. So homeopathy is not really new. Well, homeopathy as it's currently defined is new, you know, relatively new, but the principle of the law of similars has been around for as long as we've known about medicine, basically.
Yeah.
And we say new when we're also talking about a system of medicine where something that is,
yeah,
you know, 20 years old is now considered old and outdated, whereas homeopathy is over 200 years old. So in the history, entire trajectory of humanity and the world's existence, yes, homeopathy in its current iteration, or as it is clearly defined as a system of medicine, is new, but it's not actually that new. It stood the test of time for a lot longer than a lot of therapies that we think are like the go-to gold standard.
It's totally true. I mean, the physician desk references, the drugs change out like every few years. We're still using the same medicines that we've used for hundreds and hundreds of years with the same actual indications as well, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would add to that as well, that for the future of homeopathy, I would love to see us cultivate a culture where in healthcare people come to be seen and heard and witnessed. I think that's one of the most powerful things about homeopathy. What my teacher always says, half of the healing in homeopathy comes from having a place where you can just fully speak and be seen and witnessed in that. And I think we have the opportunity in healthcare to really change the energy of what that looks like, what it looks like when you step into a physician's office. And can we create a space where people really feel like individuals, like they are heard, like their problems are important, like their story, like you were saying, is important, and they feel like they're able to share it, knowing that that's part of the healing process. And I think that's something that homeopathy, aside from, you know, the pellets and the healing that come from those remedies, I think that's something that homeopathy has the power to bring into the healthcare space, is this ability for individuals to really be seen and heard and cared for on a personal level.
It's true. It's a total different model for physician-patient relationship.
I see videos where it talks about, people say, you know, what's your Roman Empire? What's your thing that you think about way too frequently? And my Roman Empire is what would it have looked like had all of us moms right now that are dealing with PANS PANDAS known about homeopathy from the moment our children were born, and how, you know, that is my hope for the future, for moms to know about this before things start sliding downhill and getting bad. I really think that homeopathy could really change what's happening with our children today. And it could make turn a lot of things around, but also help before things start getting bad.
I just want to take something that you said, Isabel, and bring it into back to our community with the PANS and PANDAS community here, about the being heard. I can't tell you how many times, especially early on when I was a brand new PANS PANDAS doctor and hadn't done all of the work that I've done to help educate people about homeopathy, how it works, what they're going to be talking about, what to expect and all of that. I spent the beginning of so many of my visits, my visit with Jody included, telling them, I believe you. You don't have to convince me this is happening to your child. I just want you to tell me what's happening. Just tell me the story. Like, Jody showed up almost like she was ready to go to court, and she had evidence, she had receipts, she had proof. I feel like I'm a real housewife right now, but she had, she was here to like prove this is really happening in my life. And that's what we see with so much of conventional healthcare and our current system, at least here in the US, that people are coming with their receipts, their proof, their, you know, because they want to prove that what is happening to them is really happening, and not just be dismissed. And with homeopathy, And we believe you. We believe you. We want to hear your stories. We want to understand what's happening to you in a way that is just different than any other healthcare provider, right? Because we need to understand it almost as if it's happening to ourselves so that we can differentiate between thousands of remedies with the specific nature, the specific way that you're experiencing it. And just being heard makes a huge difference because the reality is when we're dealing with complex illness, especially complex illness for children, the kid's going to reach a point where they can't continue to improve if mom is still stuck, if mom is not doing well. And that's why we have so many moms who end up needing to come and get help. And then when mom starts to get better, even if nothing has changed with the kiddo, suddenly they start to improve again because mom has become unstuck. And so she's no longer an obstacle to healing. And one of the things that can keep somebody stuck is not feeling like they're believed and not feeling like their experience is real. So there's some aspect of just homeopathy being able to say, you are real, what you have experienced is real, and you matter. All right, another, we're just full of asides today, but that's what we do here. All right, so back to the mission and everything with the film. I'm curious what you think the biggest barrier to homeopathy becoming a standard in healthcare might be.
Well, I think there's two things, and I'll let Isabel answer as well. But I think one, of course, is Big Pharma, mm-hmm. you know, that has a vested interest in making a lot of money on their 17-year patented drugs. And that is the model. You know, it's been the model for a long time with all these petrochemical drugs that are being sold. So that's one major obstacle. You know, you can't make money. There's no Big Pharma model.
Yeah, you can't patent a remedy that's made in the form of an onion or something.
Exactly. Yeah. So that doesn't exist. The whole profit motive doesn't exist. So that's one factor that prevents us from making up bigger inroads into the health community. But I think the other one too is just the idea of energetic medicine and the idea that these remedies are diluted beyond Avogadro's number, which means that there's not even one molecule theoretically of that original substance remaining. And I think that's hard for a lot of people, you know. Of course, we live in a quantum world. All of our technologies are quantum based, and everything in all the other fields of intellectual pursuit have embraced the idea of a quantum understanding of the universe, except medicine, where we basically ignore that altogether. And I think that is an obstacle because we people still look at the world from a Newtonian reductionistic perspective, and they don't look at it from a holistic quantum point of view. And I think maybe that shift will happen over the next coming years, but that is certainly a deterrent for a lot of people. Yeah. I see it in my own practice because when I tell people, you know, aphorism 247, you put the remedies in solution, you succuss between the doses. When I tell some patients that, they freak out because they just cannot understand mm-hmm. how diluting this thing is going to make it more powerful for them.
They have no problem with the fact that they're talking to you on something that's not connected to a wire and that things are just
yes, that's okay. That's fine. Right. Yeah.
And, you know, people who are like saying, yeah, I have a hard time with that too, while they're also listening to something on their ear, they're connected to their yeah. ears, that's not connected to anything, but still hearing our voices talking to each other from lots of different parts of the country.
Yeah.
That's okay. But for anybody who's curious, I just want to call people out. There is some evidence of like nanoparticles being produced in homeopathic medicine. So like the more material, it doesn't completely answer everything. And I will say that. That said, we did interview Dr. Iris Bell like 3 episodes ago. So go ahead and take a, if you're interested in that, it's a really great episode. So we'll put a link to it in the show notes for anybody who wants to hear some of the explanation behind that. But as you said, Kim, like there's still things that we have not yet explained and we've not yet answered, and things that we accept in other areas of our life that we have a hard time embracing or accepting in medicine and in yeah. health.
I mean, we have in our film 2 Nobel Prize winners, you know, Dr. Yeah. Luc Montagnier and Dr. Brian Josephson, who both basically believe that homeopathy is real. And actually, Dr. Montagnier has conducted studies which demonstrate how you could dilute something and it could still have an energetic effect on biological organisms. So the evidence is out there. You're right, we don't fully understand the mechanism, but we're beginning to have a deeper understanding of it. And there's certainly evidence that there is something that remains in the diluent that does have a biological effect. We know that for a fact.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would add to Kim's last point that I think another really large barrier is just, like you were saying, Jen, the overall education of the community as a whole. I mean, set aside the fact that we don't have a lot of practitioners. There's obviously not a lot of acceptance for it in the medical field, which is what we're hoping to change with the film. But aside from that, we have a culture right now that is raised in a very specific understanding of what disease means and what health means and what quote unquote cure is. And homeopathy really falls outside of every single one of those typical definitions, the way that we're raised to think about them. And I think that that education piece of understanding what homeopathy really is, what quote unquote disease really is, what health really is, it's a complete shift in our perception of healthcare and illness and just health in general, healing in general. And that is a shift that's going to take time. And, you know, I love the work that you guys are doing because you are in essence raising a generation who grows up on this model of thinking, this way of perceiving health and healing. And that's an incredibly powerful thing. But for those who have grown up within this context and within this structure, there's a lot of reworking and really cultivating an open mind that has to happen for people to even want to try homeopathy. So let alone the medical institution as a whole, just opening people up to the idea of why this works and how it works is in itself a barrier because it takes a lot of education. And I know you mentioned you see that a lot in your practice.
Yeah.
I think you said the word shift a couple of times, and it made me think of there's also really a shift in the way we think that has to happen. The way that we understand healing and go about it. And I think that you know, our mindsets as parents, we've been taught this thing, and we, as far as taking care of our children when they're sick, and that's how it works. And I really think we have to be willing to open our minds up to there's other possibilities, there's other things that can help my child, because we're just, and that's how I was before I got to homeopathy. I just happened to be backed into a corner and there was nothing else because we tried everything. And so suddenly I was willing to do anything in the world. So I got forced in that place. But, you know, it's, I think as parents, we have to be able to shift and open our minds up to, you know, homeopathy is not outside of the box to me anymore, but to a lot of people, it's outside of the box. And, you know, to really understand that true healing is achievable. Like, our kids don't have to live on medication. They don't have to live on supplements. They're like, we have this thing that we can heal their bodies with and change the function of their bodies. And so I think lots of different things have to happen, but as, you know, as families, we have to be willing to open our minds and allow this thing that seems a little kooky, seemed kooky to me too, but I've seen it and lived it with, you know, multiple family members. So I get it, but it really is a shift in mindset.
I just feel like I have to throw in there, as somebody who's done a lot of political and legislative work, that we also have some obstacles that we are going to have to be aware of, that everybody needs to be aware of, including like policy obstacles, insurance obstacles, things like that, that awareness will help with, right? So learning more about the cost savings with homeopathy, the way homeopathy can be helpful for things that aren't finding good solutions, that are costing a lot of money to the insurance system or the healthcare system overall. There's ways that we can work through this, but things that we're going to have to be aware of moving forward to really bring homeopathy where it needs to be. And the good news is, again, like I swear to you guys, we've got the best, most productive, most motivated army of parents in PAMS and PANDAS parents, because these are people who are fighting for their kids, fighting for their families, fighting for their right to be able to go out and exist in the world, being able to work and pay, you know, to pay for their families, being able to have their kids go to school, like these things that are just taken from them because of this illness, that when they see that everything else has failed, that is conventional, that isn't even covered by insurance, and then they get to homeopathy that is safer, more effective, and actually gets them so they can get off of all the other medications and off all the other supplements in time, These are the parents that are standing up and they're writing to their senators, they're writing to their congresspeople, and you know, writing to their insurance companies, getting laws changed to recognize just the existence of PANs and PANDAs and making it so that something that's covered by insurance. They're the people who are also going to help take this to the next level and help us recognize where it really needs to be in the totality of the healthcare system. So no pressure, guys, like, you know, not that you have anything else that you need to do, but I also know that these are the people who are also just already doing the work, right? These are like the fiercest, most giving people in the whole world. I've never seen a community that is so strong and lifting each other up as much as the PANs and PANDAs community. It brings tears to my eyes every single day. Truly it does. All right. So as you guys have been making this film, I know you've had lots of people you've talked to, lots of great opportunities to travel the world. What's the biggest thing that you've learned or like the best experience that you've had during the production?
Isabel, you want to start? I have to think for a second what my best experience is. Hold on a second.
You know, it's so hard to boil it down to just one, but I'll share the one that came to my mind first. I remember when we were at the JHC and we officially premiered the film in front of, you know, this collection of homeopaths and students and people whose lives have been impacted by this. And, you know, we had the lights off and the film finished and we cut to the credits and there was just this moment of silence for like 30 seconds. Nobody clapped, nobody spoke. It was just this moment of what felt to me like reverence for this thing that the community, like we said from the start, had created. And this moment of kind of awestruck inspiration for how impactful this could be. And I think every person in that room really felt like there was some aspect of their story, some aspect of their belief, some aspect of what they value in life and in healthcare that had gotten touched by that film. And that was a really incredible moment, this moment where everything that we've been working for years kind of came together. And not only did we see the power in it, but the community saw the power in it. And it was this moment where, like Kim said, what we had been trying to give back, this thank you that we've been trying to give back to the community and to homeopathy as a whole, really felt like it was received and had an impact. And that was pretty amazing.
That was pretty amazing, especially when we got a standing ovation at the end. You know, there were 300...
Yeah, you know, people did start clapping. They did come alive after
at the
that.
End, yeah. I mean, there were almost 400 people in the room, and everyone, after there was that moment of, you know, reverence, everyone stood up and applauded. And that was a very moving moment, obviously. Yeah. But, you know, honestly, I can't think of one individual moment because the whole thing has been such a joyride, really. I mean, from beginning to end, and so many gifts on so many levels and people being so generous with their time and finances. And I mean, this has been one of the most profound experiences of my life, is making this film, honestly. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Well, and you know, you did finally get to know which Jen I actually am.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure that was one of the most profound experiences of
the story about that is Jen was our rep for Radar, right? It was Radar
a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. But we also had another Jen who was a rep for Radar who came from Southwest College. And you were which school?
Southwest.
Southwest. So I got them confused when I met her.
So yeah, it's funny. Like he was expecting, he was like, oh, let's get together. And he thought I was somebody else. And he was like, he showed up and like looked at me like, who are you? And I was like, I'm Jen. I mean,
and so, then when I was writing to her, like I knew her, oh yeah, let's get together and have some tea. And blah, blah. It's like, and she's probably wondering like, why is he so friendly?
I don't know. Sometimes people are very friendly. I'd never say no to somebody who wants to be friendly. That's the way. And you know what? It served us well, because here we are are ready to come together collaboratively in our various roles to help do what we can to serve the community that we serve, bring homeopathy to as many people that need it as possible. So it worked out for the best.
Absolutely.
Can you share more about upcoming opportunities to view the film?
I'll just quickly mention that we are going to premiere the film. We've shown it with private screenings previously, but we're going to do our premiere with Children's Health Defense. And you were talking about legislation earlier. So obviously, RFK Jr., who's associated with Children's Health Defense, it's his website, is the nominee for the head of the Department of Health and Human Services. Yeah. And this is going to be aired on three separate occasions on their platform. So I'm imagining that RFK Jr. is going to be watching this film. And who knows? what impact that could have legislatively if he's the head of the Department of Health and Human Services. I mean, really, the possibilities are almost endless. So, do you want to add more about that in terms of the showing and all the details and stuff as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So that screening is going to be happening on February 17th. We know that's a national holiday for people here in the state. So hopefully you guys will have time to watch it. We'll have one screening happening in the morning and one screening happening in the evening. We're going to be sharing more information about that very soon. But essentially, you'll just need to go to the landing page and enter in your email where you'll get the link to view that live screening. And it's completely free and open to the public. So you're welcome to watch both of them, one of them, and all of those links and things Jen and Jody will put in the notes for the podcast. And you guys are welcome to register for that screening. Once again, it's going to be happening on February 17th. We'll have one in the morning and one in the evening. The morning screening will be around 10 a.m. Eastern time, and the evening screening will be around 6 p.m. Eastern time. And all you'll have to do is go to that link and put in your email to get access to view the film for free.
And we also have a Q&A after the showing and then some stuff beforehand, but I don't think we have the dates yet. Is that correct?
So we'll have on February 10th, we'll have a round table discussion with some of the stars from the film. We don't have a specific time that segment's going to air, but it'll be on CHD TV. We'll have a round table with some of our stars. And then obviously the screening on the 17th, and we will have a small Q&A with Kim, myself, and our filmmaker, Julian, about the process of making the film that will go along with that screening. And then on February 24th, so the week after, we'll have a live Q&A where people can submit their questions and we can answer them so they can share their takeaways from the film, any questions that they have. So that will also be on CHDTV as well. And we'll know the time for that closer to the date.
Thanks, Isabel.
So I have another question for you guys. Is there still hope to get this into a even wider, bigger place than, I mean, Children's Health Defense is obviously a big, wide place. Is there still hopes to get this?
Yeah, that's a great question. We are planning to make a 10-part series for Netflix. Mm-hmm. Instead of being called Introducing Homeopathy, it's going to be called Investigating Homeopathy.
Okay.
And the episodes will run between 49 and 51 minutes. And we are getting our pitch deck to provide to Netflix. We should have that available to them very soon. So that is our plan. And we see that as continuing the momentum of the film by having an entire season of 10 episodes, and then hopefully a second season as well, that we could carry that momentum forward, that film generates initially.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that. Cause it's as somebody who has spent the last 6+ years, Jody and I together, trying to teach people about homeopathy for a single complex condition. There's no way you could do justice to something that will really truly help people see how it could impact them in just a 2-hour film. Absolutely. So that's definitely really exciting.
So if anybody listening wants to stay up to date on our updates on that, we do keep people updated pretty regularly on our newsletter. So you guys are welcome to join that newsletter to stay up to date on the screening opportunities and the film itself and get some more information about how it was made and what we're doing to spread the message with the whole world.
And the website is introducinghomeopathy.com.
Yep. And like Isabel said, we'll make sure we have links to everything you could possibly need to be able to see all of these things, to stay updated, and let's be honest, to donate as well, because this is not a simple process to get done. So if this really calls to you and you can see the value of something like this to help your family get the recognition it needs, and who knows, maybe someday to get the coverage it needs to be able to get the health that it needs, at the very least, protect it, protect access to it. And if you feel so called to donate, we'll make sure that you have the ability to help contribute to the project as well.
I want to say one more time, thank you so, so much. I know the thousands of PANS moms that have had the opportunity to see the amazing things that homeopathy can do. This film means a whole lot to all of us. And y'all's work is so incredibly appreciated.
Well, thank you for the important work that you two are doing, right? And your whole team.
All right, guys. Well, I cannot wait to see the newest screening on the 17th. Right. And I hope that we'll have a whole lot of people from our community who are there cheering you on. So hopefully you guys can just feel us lifting you up and everything as you're moving forward with this project and future projects as well. So thank you so much for your time and your willingness to come and join us to talk about this really important film as it relates to reclaiming our health and reclaiming our healthcare. So thank you for the work you've done and the time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
Take care, everybody.
Bye, guys.
We hope you found this episode helpful, hopeful, and inspiring. We try to get a new episode out every week. You can make sure you don't miss any by following us on Spotify or subscribing to our channel on YouTube. If you want to connect with us more, join our Facebook group, Homeopathy for Pans and Pandas, where we have exclusive weekly videos and answer your questions about, you guessed it, homeopathy for pans and pandas throughout the week. If you are already a member, give us a shout out and let us know what you thought about this episode. If you aren't on Facebook and would like to reach us, you can email us at podcast@resiliencenaturopathic.com. Until next time, take care and remember, this won't be forever.